Hashkoah, good morning. So we had spoken about how if one goes to visit the Kotel on Shabbos and then they go back a couple days later, and the first time they saw it on Shabbos was after 30 days of them not seeing the Makom HaMikdash, so then therefore they theoretically would have been obligated to tear their clothing. But being it's on Shabbos, of course you don't. Shabbos, Yontif, Chol HaMoed, we don't tear Kriya when we go to see the Makom HaMikdash, the place of destruction where the temple once stood. And then if someone then goes back a couple days later, so Rav Shechter thought based on the Magen Avram, right at the end of Siman Tavkuf Samach Aleph in Or HaChaim, all the halachos of tearing Kriya at the Kotel, Rav Shechter thought that you would not tear Kriya again. So the question also comes up with regards to, let's say someone goes to the Kotel for Shabbos afternoon Mincha, and then they end up staying until Motzei Shabbos Marv, and now it's already after Shabbos. So now you're already at the Kotel. It's not like you went and came back again, right? So now you're still there. It's still during your first Re'iyah, your first time seeing it in 30 days. When you first got there, you didn't have to tear Kriya. Now it's after Shabbos, though. So should you tear Kriya now? So this was a suffix. This is a question that the Rabbi Shua Leib Diskin had. Interesting story about Rabbi Shmuel Diskin very, very quickly that he would not go when he moved to Yerushalayim. It was a lifelong dream of his to eventually move to Yerushalayim because the Rav and Brisk eventually made it there. When he went, so he actually would not go and visit the Kotel. So they asked him why. He was in love with Eretz Yisrael. Why would he not go visit the Kotel? He thought that it was not good for his health to go visit the Kotel. Because if he went to go visit the Kotel, that he was concerned that he would faint from the awe of seeing the Kotel, so he wouldn't go. Towards the end of his life, he would look from a distance to see, he would see the Kotel. Anyway, so Rabbi Shmuel Leib Diskin was not sure about this. So ultimately, Rabbi Shlomo Zalman Auerbach says that we do not tear Kriya in such a scenario. So Rabbi Shechter says that in general, with regards to questions regarding tearing Kriya, and it's a suffix, it's a doubt, so we are makel, we're lenient. And the reason is because it is potentially an Isser De'oraisa of Baal Tashchis. Potentially ruining your clothing when you didn't have to. That could potentially be an Isser D'oraisa, according to one reading of the Rambam, by tearing your clothing may even be an Isser D'oraisa, and therefore we are makel in such a scenario. If someone goes to the Kotel on Shabbos afternoon and they stay till after Shabbos, so you would not tear Kriya in such a scenario, even after Shabbos. Everyone, have a wonderful day. Shemim Atzliach.